I haven't tapped into your famous ability to express your hatred for Bill's opponents yet today. Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, the Teal.
There's a lot of bad hair going on there.
There's some bad hair.
There's some bad hair.
Throw him up.
Trevor Lawrence is kind of goofy looking. And Doug Peterson to me looks like he's ringing my doorbell asking me if I want to buy a vacuum cleaner. That's what Doug Peterson looks like.
Is he wearing the Super Bowl ring?
Whatever. Hard times.
Sal, by the way, just to help, when Bulldog references Trevor Lawrence, he means the prince who was promised.
Well, I thought it was a bad hair segue when it came on to me. I didn't know for sure.
No, I know. I was a little reluctant to mention hair getting ready to talk to you, Sal, just so you know, but I had to go.
Yeah.
Sal makes it okay.
I mean, doesn't Trevor Lawrence, every time I look at him, I cannot not think of Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gotten that. That's his he's next on the footballreference.com nickname list, by the way, Bulldog. Yeah. The Prince Who Was Promised is actually his nickname. Your nickname cannot be longer than your name.
I get a little Johnny Resnick vibes from Trevor Lawrence, too, maybe there. Goo Goo Doll guitarist and singer.
Sal, this, I think, is a repeat question from yesterday, but is he good? Not Johnny Resnick, Trevor Lawrence. Is he good?
I think he's good. I think he's good enough where they had to pay him. Totally understandable. Better than, you know, what you're going to get mostly around the league if you don't. Is he elite franchise level? Is he top-tier quarterback? No, he is not that, and he has not lived up to the complete super hype of the prospect that he was coming out of college and before he even came out of college.
How much, if at all, Sal, have you heard from guys this week about, I don't know how to put this, the Bills' Jacksonville problem, if they have a Jacksonville problem? Do you think they have a Jacksonville problem, and what do they think of their Jacksonville problem, if indeed they realize or think that they have one? How was that?
I don't think anybody thinks they have a Jacksonville problem, but to hear Ed Oliver yesterday use the word weird like 10 times, talking about him, weird things happen. Man, it's just weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like, he just kept saying weird. That, to me, tells me that they understand that this has been a team that things have happened. They haven't beaten them. He even referenced the game, and he said, 9-6? He goes, what did Ed Oliver say? He goes, it's an NFL game. It's 9-6. Like, how does that happen? Right? I mean, he talked about London last year. So to me, they're conscious of this team and the history, the recent history of it. But I don't think anybody thinks they have a problem with them. I think that they feel what Ed Oliver does, which is, man, why every time we play this team does this happen?
Yeah, in their heads a little bit, maybe, or at least Oliver. You know, you can't win, right? Because you want him to be able to be specific and explain why he feels a certain way, but then it's like, it's really in there. It's entrenched in your mind that Jacksonville has been a problem.
If he blows it off, we probably critique that. So, yeah, right. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
How about this matchup, you know, starting with the Bills on offense? Sal, Jacksonville's D, not bad, maybe even better than not bad. The Bills, of course, have really just leaned into the run, and it's been pretty short passes. Allen is near the bottom in passes that have traveled at least 10 yards in the air. Any reason to not think more of the same?
Yeah, I think this could be a game where maybe the receivers get a little bit more involved. I think that this could be a game where Allen runs a little bit. This is a team, Jacksonville, that really likes to play a lot of man-to-man defense. And that can be a kryptonite against Josh Allen. If you want to play man-to-man, he can make you pay with his legs. And if you're worried about that, then he's going to find somebody separating because you're worried about him coming up, and all he has to do is make a move of some sort. They play a lot of man-to-man defense. I think this game is on the Bills receivers to win their one-on-ones and on Joe Brady to create one-on-one matchups to beat that man-to-man defense. This could be a Curtis Samuel game. This could be a Dalton Kincaid game. Those matchups that I think the Bills want to lean into, they have to figure out how they can get those one-on-one matchups with them, and I think Josh Allen's legs come into play now.
I wonder, as you say that, like a Curtis Samuel game, a Dalton Kincaid game, that all leads to a Josh Allen game, maybe, right? Like, I wonder if, you know, we've talked about it all through the offseason and into the early season here, Sal. Matchup specific. You make the point frequently, you know, that who the Bills want to be on offense. Yeah, they certainly are leaning into running it more, but they also, you know, will alter that, I think, we expect anyway, depending on matchups. And maybe this is a game, you know, not so much just to establish that Allen can still do it. I don't think anybody's doubting that at all, but just give teams more to chew on here as you get into the season. And if the matchup says you can exploit their corners or their DBs in general, well, I mean, go nuts.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, it's yeah, we all want to show, and everybody wants to see, like, hey, so Josh Allen can still be the 300-yard passer, even though it hasn't worked out. But I think the Bills are just very comfortable with him playing any kind of game they have to play. And if that means, you know, he doesn't have to do that, then he won't have to do that. But they're so comfortable with, hey, if we need to be the team that opens it up more and be kind of counter to what's been going on in the league, we can do that because we have number 17. So I do think that, you know, this could be one of those games where maybe we're Monday night at the end of the game saying, okay, well, there's Josh Allen back on track with numbers and what we normally see from him. But certainly, if they can run the ball, guys, they'll do it, right? I mean, that would be the perfect.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone, let's remember Josh's hand is still banged up. He has the glove on the left hand. He's still got the fingers taped, so any kind of harm's way, you don't want to put him in. And, you know, if you have a game like you did Thursday night last week, that'd be the perfect scenario.
With Sal Capaccio here, Bills and Jaguars Monday night. We'll all be together Monday as it is a night game, just setting up the game, pregame instead of postgame for us, by the way. How about the other side? So the Bills have significant losses on defense. We've talked for a couple of days here how there are certain things about Jacksonville that are not great for, you know, matchups in this game for the Bills' defense. I'm thinking here, two high safeties, for instance. I'm not sure how much of that I want to feel like I need to do against Jacksonville, which is not a team that is going to throw it over the top of me too often, at least. So maybe the Bills mix that up a little bit. I like their receivers. The feeling you might have of encouragement, Sal, in this game, not just what the Bills did against Miami, but that Jacksonville has not been sharp yet on offense. They could have won both of their games. It's like that in the NFL. So maybe you want, of course you would, for the Bills' chances here to see more of the same as far as that goes. But if they're in a little bit of a better rhythm, the Bills could have challenges.
Yeah, the Bills are one of these teams that do play two high safeties. They'll play a lot of cover three, though, actually, too. You know, and the cover three is another way to just keep everything in front of you. And it's kind of, you know, rotate guys back, whether it's a corner, you know, safety coming down a little bit in a corner going back and making it cover two. They just play a lot of that stuff where they're moving around, but they're keeping everything in front of them. An umbrella look depends. And I think that, you know, they want to frustrate teams. They want to make teams work. And I think that's what's kind of hurt Jacksonville here to the first 2 weeks. Jacksonville, they have really talented players. What happened in Miami week one? They had a 17-3 lead. They're running into the end zone for a 24-3 lead. Bam, popped out for a fumble, and then they couldn't really get much going. And then against Cleveland, they had their issues with Cleveland's defense, and especially like the pass rush a couple times. It was a safety taken. I think their issue up on offense has been their offensive line a bit so far, and that's something I think the Bills can take advantage of. This is a loud environment, loud stadium, obviously. You know, Mitch Morse is there. You know, but this is not a team that I think has had the best offensive line play so far this year. If that's something the Bills can do to take advantage of them, then they obviously certainly would do that. Where I am concerned, and I brought this up a few times this week, guys, is just them getting the ball to guys in space against the Bills' second level. I think that's what they'll try to attack. You know, you don't have Bernard, you don't have Milano, you don't have Taron Johnson. Bailon Spector and Dorian Williams aren't great cover linebackers. They're very good against the run, and I think the Jacksonville Jaguars will try to at least try to exploit that, but it's going to hurt them not having Evan Engram, obviously.
Boy, hell of a thing for Bailon Spector to be in this spot playing against two former Clemson teammates.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of storylines with Gabe coming back, Mitch Morse coming back, and then Juwan Smoot. You know, he looks like he's going to play as well. And we talked with him the other day, and I said specifically, like, how much do you know of, like, Trevor and what he does and what you can do for you, with your teammates and help them? And he actually kind of surprisingly to me, guys, kind of made no bones about it. He's like, oh, I know everything he does, and I'm going to give my teammates every tip they can have. I know how he moves. I know the way he likes to think. And I'm like, okay, well, here we go, right? Like, you know, it was just kind of interesting to get that kind of an answer from him. But you're right, Bailon Spector now, he's familiar with these guys from the college level. This is a big spot for him. I think Bailon Spector can play and be a starting caliber linebacker in the NFL. I just don't know if he's a full three-down starting linebacker all the time. That's right. What I think is going to be tested here. He is a very good run-stuffing linebacker who can go north and south. He's everybody's undersized in middle linebacker these days, right? He's only 6 foot, but he's about 10 pounds heavier than Taron Johnson. You know, he can shed blocks, shed tackles. He's see ball, get ball. But if you start doing things in the backfield and all of a sudden he's got to play in space and go cover guys, that's where I get a little bit concerned.
Yeah, he got tangled up on one of the first plays he was in for on Thursday night, right? The lone Miami touchdown came out of play where he just sort of froze, didn't know really whether to go left or right, and he should have gone left. I'm glad you mentioned Smoot, because that's a guy that I feel like is easy to kind of forget about. Miss, you know, some time here in the summer and leading up to the season. But that's been an interesting reclamation project, and I wonder, Sal, like, just how much juice there is there.
I think the Bills think there's quite a bit. He had an injury last year he was coming off of. The Bills, you know, there is a guy that I think that they've been intrigued by for a little while here. He fits what they do. He's very versatile, and that's why he fits mostly what they do. They really like his inside-outside game. You know, when they signed him, I didn't know what to expect. I'm telling you guys, like, one of the first weeks that I saw him at camp, I'm like, oh, they're, like, moving him around everywhere. Like, they think he can do this and he can do that. And then you get to training camp. That didn't stop. And he was playing more inside than outside sometimes at training camp because of what you have maybe outside and the depth you have at end. He's listed as a defensive end. I'm telling you right now, you go Monday night, we come out Tuesday, let's count if he's outside or inside. Because I'm telling you, I bet you that's about even. And they're going to use him in a lot of different ways. And what he does, guys, though, is – it's funny. The Bills' front seven, their pass rush has been very good through two games, and yet I think he is such a key to their pass rush because he allows other people to do different things they want to do with.
Sal, thank you. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk on Monday, of course.
You got it, guys. You too. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks.
There you go. That's our Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Around the league in a dash, and then picks still to come. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Football Friday. This is WGR.